This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, coming to you from Music City, right here in Tennessee, this is the True Stewardship Show, and I am your host, Chris Brown. This is a show where we take what looks like ours, this life, and we give it away right back to the owner, our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do that, folks, well, it changes everything. This is a call-in show. Feel free to reach out, 866-357-3283. One more time, 866-357-3283, or you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. One more time on that email, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We have a special treat for you today. Ramsey Solutions' own Christy Wright is here to answer some of your questions and to announce some pretty exciting things that are coming up. And for those of you who are new to this podcast, Christy Wright is a speaker, a champion for women all across the country who are stepping into their God-given gifts and building their dreams by teaching them how to start and grow a business. Many of you have called in with that kind of a question, and I'm excited to talk about that a little bit today. Her experience as an entrepreneur and leader allows her to give practical advice and solutions for personal and professional development for all of us. So, Christy, we're excited to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We're going to answer a few questions from you as you call in. Of course, I've already given you the phone number, 866-357-3283. And then a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about some exciting things that are coming down in the fall. Well, Christy, what I thought we'd do as we start off the broadcast today is I thought it would be good for us to just kind of create this umbrella of what this is really about. It's not necessarily just about business. It's not about starting something new. It's deeper than that. And I thought there's no other way to do that than to look at the parable of the talents, to look at the parable of the bags of gold. And because the concept that's found in that parable, it can translate not only to for money, but also for our capacities, our talents, our abilities. And I thought it'd be a great place for us to start. So let's dive in real quick to the parable of the talents. Okay, just a quick paraphrase for you. Bottom line is one servant was entrusted with five bags of gold, and he went out and he doubled it. So he presented 10 bags of gold to the master when he returned. He's like, well done, great job. And the second servant did the same thing with two bags of gold, actually came back and presented not just two, but presented two more on top of that. Great job, way to go. And then there was the third one, okay? And the man, and here's what it says, then the man who had received one bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See here what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put your money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who had 10 bags. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Christy, that's kind of a brutal
<It's>
ending.
<intense. laughs>
That is intense, isn't it? There's such a responsibility when it comes to this. And I know that's a pretty intense passage. And kind of relaying this back to you with some weight. But this is really what you're passionate about, is people really leveraging what they've been entrusted with, right?
It is. I think there's a couple things going on in this example, in this parable. And obviously, the parable of the talents, or the parable of the bags of gold, is talking about money. And so I think what a lot of people miss when you read the scriptures, you don't understand that a bag of gold or a talent in that time, we're talking about, it would be the equivalent of millions of dollars today. So this wealthy man has left millions of dollars entrusted to his servants. And whenever he comes back and returns, you're looking at the value of increasing what you have. And so if you were to take talent as a literal word, which I do just for the purpose of teaching in the business boutique of women, you've been gifted with these talents and these skills and this education and this experience and things that you can use for the glory of God. When you look at it as a literal word, that you see how valuable they are, how unbelievably valuable your talent is for the kingdom of God. But not only that, that you are called. You don't just have permission to go and win. You're actually instructed and called to go and multiply your talents and use those for the glory of God. And I think the example of the man with one bag of gold or one talent, however you want to look at it, is such an interesting one, because that's one of the number one things I see holding back women from winning in business and winning in the marketplace and using their talents, is they're scared. Like, you know what? Rather than go risk it out there and risk rejection or risk failing or risk what other people are going to think of me, I'll just bury it. Yeah. I'll just neglect it, hide it, kind of push it to the background of my life. And what's so interesting is when you look at scripture and you see, wow, God didn't just give you these gifts or talents by an accident. You know, they're not an accident or afterthought. Yeah. The dream in your heart was put there for a reason, for you to use to multiply and increase and help others. And so when you start to see, you don't just have permission to win, you're called to win. Yeah. Wow. It gives you a confidence to go out there and do the thing.
Yeah. Well, we're off to a great start in this episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Again, we're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. And it looks like we've got a call right here from Nashville. This is Anna Rose. Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we are better every day. How can me and Christy help you?
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. I have two dreams in life. One is to be a mom with a modified schedule, and the other is to own my own business. I have a pretty good job right now, but work for a company that can have low morale. It's hard to know what steps to take and how to motivate myself to put myself out there, since we don't need the extra income right now and we don't have children. We've already built up the savings pretty well for when I don't work full time, but just like Christy was just saying, it is scary.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Anna Rose, you're in such a good spot, because you actually are thinking about a business even before you have children, before you have that responsibility and expense. I'll tell you from experience, before you have that expense in your life, you can actually start working on some things now to build this business. And this, you can start it on the side and you can start it slowly. I'd love to know, do you have any ideas for what you want your business to be, or a specific dream?
Yes, I would like to do small business consulting for wellness. For employee wellness programs.
Awesome. Well, here's the great thing. That is a service-based business, and it is certainly a word-of-mouth and referral business, so there is nothing stopping you from right now building relationships, networking, getting your name out there, getting some reps, maybe doing some free services as samples to companies, and getting your foot in the door and starting to do presentations. And you can start planting seeds right now that you have a little bit longer of a runway, to where by the time that you're ready to have kids, or maybe quit your full-time job, you've already got your business built up, but you were able to do it gradually and slowly. The fact that you don't have children, you have a stable job, and you have a savings built up puts you in a perfect spot to start this thing. A lot of people try to start when they're not in as strong of a spot as you are. So there's nothing stopping you from doing that. And I will tell you, I know it's scary. I know it's scary to put yourself out there, but I have a ton of resources at businessboutique.com of just articles that encourage you on that. Because I'll tell you, Chris and I experience this when we walk on stage or we turn on the microphone. Every time you put yourself out there, it's scary. But I tell women, don't wait until you're not scared to do the thing you want to do. You just do it scared. Because if you're waiting until that fear is gone, you'll never do it. But I believe God has something he wants to do through you with that business idea. And you can just walk out there and do the thing scared anyway.
That sounds good. Thank y'all so much.
Now, Anna, if you're able, we would love to give you a ticket to Business Boutique Nashville in November 4th and 5th. Would you be able to come if we give you a ticket?
I am actually already coming.
Oh, awesome. Well, you can bring a friend. We'll give you a ticket to bring a friend.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we've got Christy Wright right here in studio today talking all about how do we steward our gifts, how do we steward our capacities God's way and for God's glory. We're taking your calls at 866-357-3283, and this next call comes in from Kentucky. This is Christina. Christina, how you doing?
I'm lovely. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's your question for Christy?
All right. I am a fairly new business owner, and I am crazy gazelle intense. And we are working on our emergency savings, and our next step is obviously getting out of debt. I wanted to know, how do you balance, as a small business owner, especially one that's just getting started, how do you balance your business income and knowing what to reinvest back into the business versus putting towards your 7 baby steps in your personal life?
So just to clarify really quick, Christina, you are on baby step number one?
I am.
Okay. So the one thing about where you are in the baby steps is you are in a spot that you can't really afford a lot of risk, right? And so starting a business can have risk depending on what your business is. Now, what is your specific business?
I do freelance consulting. Primarily what I do is graphic design and website design.
Oh, okay, great. Well, what's good about that is that you don't have a ton of expense other than your time.
Exactly.
And so you're able to run that business, grow that business with fairly low risk. So that's great. You're not looking at inventory, overhead,
exactly,
all that stuff that a lot of businesses do. Well, I'll tell you this. The business, from the business finance side, and I'll have Chris jump in here as well, but the main thing that you want to look at, I love that you said you're gazelle intense, because that will reflect in how you manage your business finances. The bottom line is you want to treat your baby steps as the priority. So the business is now just supporting your personal income to help you work the baby steps. If you were in a spot where you were, you know, when you get to baby step number three and your debt is all paid off, then you can use a little bit more to reinvest into the business. But with the nature of business that you have, you don't really need a lot. Your efforts should be getting more clients and doing the work. And then as you do that, all that extra income can go towards building your $1,000 emergency fund and paying off your debt. And so you're in a really good spot for the type of business that you're in, where your business can support your baby step goals.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I have a sort of sub-question. Now, if I have a couple of things, like there are a couple of like small monthly memberships for things like a Photoshop, et cetera, is it wiser, because I'll have things like where I'll do a large project for someone that's, say, $1,000 or, you know, given amount. Should I set some of that aside because my business is a little bit hit and miss right now because I'm starting out? Does it make more sense to bank some of that to pay for my business expenses so that isn't coming out of our, I'll say, personal budget? Or does it make more sense to just throw it back into our personal finances and then... Does that make sense?
Yes. Is your business of graphic design and freelance design, is that your primary source of income or your only source of income?
It is my primary source of income. My secondary source of income is my blog. Now, my husband also works a full-time job.
Gotcha.
But I stay home with the kids. So.
Gotcha. Okay. So what you'll want to do is you'll just want to manage your business finances so that, yes, you plan for inconsistent months, just like you would with your personal finances.
Right.
The bottom line is I just want you to keep your business running lean and mean. You need to keep all your business expenses as low as possible. No new computers, nothing that is not absolutely essential to your business, because all that
could be
money in your pocket towards your baby step goals.
Yeah, Christina, exactly. You know, when you're measuring like the expense that you had shared about Photoshop, you just got to ask yourself, that particular expense, does it have a direct metric that allows me to make more income so that I can get out of baby step two faster?
That makes sense.
A direct one, not like a, I think so. It's kind of, no, like, you know, that particular software is allowing you to make a bunch of income to get out of baby step two faster.
It's not a hypothetical return.
Right. Because I talked to a lot of, you know, construction workers. Like, yeah, I need the $50,000 truck because it helps me get to the job site. And you're like, no. You don't need a $50,000 truck to get to the job site. So you can measure that and just make sure whatever you're doing is to get out of baby step number two the fastest.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Hey, Christy said that I was going to chime in, and I want to chime in by giving away her tickets. So would you be interested in coming to the Business Boutique event on November 4th and 5th?
Yes. That's on my carrot board.
Okay. Well, you're coming, Christina.
You know, Dave Ramsey talks about carrots for yourself.
Yes.
You know, and like dangling. It's on my board to go when we're out of debt. So, yes, I would love to go.
Oh, that is so cool. Stay on the line. We'll give you those tickets.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, so much fun. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, folks, we love hearing from you. Call in with your life-changing stories, questions about either the topic from today or questions about money or questions about relationships. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to those phone calls and to the answers. But let me ask you something. Have you ever wanted to give somebody a piece of your mind? Christy looked at me and she said, yeah. Well, maybe you want to give a piece of your mind to me. Or maybe even if you ever wanted to praise something that you love. I don't know. Well, here's your chance. I'm giving you the opportunity right now. And I mean, I really hope your feedback isn't negative. But even if it is, I still want to hear from you. After all, Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of the fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." So if you want to give me your feedback on this show, I am ready to listen, and I love to hear it. Just head over to stewardship.com today, and you'll find the link to a survey on the homepage and on today's episode page. Or you can text us. Just text the word stewardship to the number 33444, and we'll send you a link, and you can engage in the survey. Again, text the word stewardship to the number 33444 to share your thoughts on this show. And even if you're going to give some not so great feedback, you could win one of the $50 Target gift cards just for telling me what you think. So I hope you engage in that. Well, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and we've been taking your calls, but I thought it might be cool, Christy. I'm here with guest Christy Wright, and she is one of our speakers and writers here at Ramsey Solutions, and she's also the founder of The Business Boutique, and we're excited to have her in the studio, and I thought it would be cool for us to just kind of talk about some cool things that are coming up this fall. And we teased it a little bit earlier, but you've got some news. That's exciting. You're kind of jumping into the podcast world, I hear.
Yes. Well, it's very exciting because, as you know, I am going to have a baby in like a week, which is very soon. And so I'll be kind of out of commission a little bit this fall, but I'm not concerned about that for everyone that needs help with business, because we have been working so hard the first 8 months of the year to really get some things prepared for the fall. And one of the things that we're so excited we just launched is the Business Boutique podcast. And so we're joining the podcast world. We've been asked again and again by women at events and women coming up and, you know, just talking to me through coaching that they really need that continual inspiration and encouragement, and also answers, you know, just advice. And so we have got the podcast that just launched. And so you can go to iTunes and subscribe. It's Business Boutique Podcast. And what's really cool is we have some teaching from me on all the things you need to know to start, run, and grow your business. We also have expert interviews from people that are out there and they're winning, they're successful, and they tell you the behind the scenes of how they did it. And then we also have success stories of real women on the front lines, just like you, out there winning with their business idea. And so you get a lot of inspiration and encouragement, but you also get the advice you need to win.
Yeah. Now, I noticed that a couple episodes, Christine Kane and Melissa Hennett.
Yes. And Christine Kane, she has such an incredible story of starting her nonprofit organization, A21 campaign, that is literally changing the world. And it started as just a little idea, like everyone else's starts. And then Melissa Hennett, if you're not familiar with her, she is the founder of Grace and Lace, which is one of the top five most profitable businesses ever to be on Shark Tank. And so she talks about her success story, and it all really started with her sewing a pair of socks. And it's just incredible to hear how these women started so small, but they've grown into something huge. And I think there's really a message in there for all the women that need encouragement. You can grow this thing to whatever level you want to. That can be huge or small or somewhere in between. And so we're going to highlight those feature stories to give them that encouragement.
Yeah, she had mentioned A21 and mentioned Shark Tank. That seems really big, and it's big now. But the small beginnings.
Didn't start there.
It's really going to, I really feel like this podcast is going to help a lot of people when it comes to that encouragement. How do you take my first step? Or how do I take that third step? But they're in that, it's all quiet. It's late at night. Kids are down. It's like maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it's like crickets, and you're like, what do I do next? And hopefully this podcast will really help with that.
When you really hear the behind the scenes, too, of the struggles they went through, because like you said, it's very easy to look at someone at that level of success and think they just woke up there. Yeah. One of the interviews that we're doing is with Krista and Shanda Pitts, which are the founders and creators of Elf on the Shelf, which is in millions of homes across the entire world. And they talk about when they pitched their idea of their book and their little elf, they were rejected by every publisher that they pitched to. And one publisher said, this is destined for the bargain bin. It's like, look who's laughing now.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's fun to hear the behind the scenes of how they did it.
We talked about this a little bit when talking about the parable of the talents, but this fear component, it's one of the biggest reasons women don't end up starting a business. What encouragement do you have for someone right now? They're listening in. And they are just flat out hesitant to take that first step. What would be some advice for them?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that has really helped me is understanding that fear is normal. When I first started out, when I walked on my first stage or put my first product out there, my first video, I had this idea in my head that fear was a red flag, that fear is a bad sign that I'm doing something wrong, turn back now, right? And what I've learned is at every level of success, at every level of business, you will have a new fear. It's just a normal part of the journey. And so when you start to realize that it's not a bad sign you're doing something wrong, but it's actually just really normal, then you can realize that you can step into that fear and just do it anyway. And it was like we said earlier, don't wait until you're not scared to do the thing you want to do. You just do it while you're scared. And one of the things that I see happen a lot of times with women is we have this imposter syndrome. And that is where you believe that you don't deserve to be there. You have these voices in your head that say things like, who are you to do this? You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not business minded enough. God doesn't want that for you, you know, and things like that. Or you look at someone else doing it better. And so you think that you don't have anything to offer. And that's simply not true. It's incredible. Research actually shows that very successful people have experienced the imposter syndrome. Maya Angelou, she talks about how before writing a book, she would say, I feel like I'm going to be found out. I'm an imposter. I'm a fraud. Kate Winslet, award-winning actress, talks about before she walks on sets, she thinks, they're going to find me out. I don't deserve to be here. And so when you look at people at that level and go, oh man, they're scared. Yeah. I guess I'm in good company, you know? And here's one other fun fact about the imposter syndrome. It is a trait of the high achiever. Those out there on the front lines are the ones scared that they don't deserve to be there. The people laying on the couch eating Cheetos, they're not really worried if they're good enough, and maybe they should be.
That's a good point.
So if you're scared, you know, you've got good company. A lot of successful people have been scared and they just do it anyway.
That's good. I've heard Tony Robbins say, don't run towards fear. Don't run away from it. You dance with it.
Yeah.
How do you leverage that fear so that you can use it for motivation? So pretty cool stuff. So we've talked about Business Boutique. We've actually just kind of hinted at it a few times, the Business Boutique idea, the event, and the new listener listening in right now. Tell us a little bit about the original heart of the Business Boutique event and the date. You know, I was going to say dates, but we've actually like put all that energy into one date. Talk about the dates of the event and how people can find tickets.
The Business Boutique is a movement of women, and we are equipping women to make money doing what they love. And that is where if you have a dream of doing something, yeah, or you're starting something and you need help getting your business off the ground, or you're running a successful business and you're ready to take it to the next level, for every stage of business, we are helping them step into their God-given gifts and make money doing what they love. And so the first thing we did was an event last fall. It was hugely successful. It was a sellout and really just a lot of fun. I mean, it was an incredible two-day event. We had two more this past spring, and we have one this fall because I'm having a baby. So we're just doing one here in Nashville, and it's November 4th and 5th at Cornerstone Church. Incredible lineup of speakers. Christine Kane, we've talked about her. She'll be there. Dave Ramsey, he'll be speaking with us. Rachel Cruz. We have just an awesome lineup of experts in every facet of business. I'll be doing a lot of the teaching as well. And we spend 2 days going through all of the inspiration that you need to overcome your fear, yeah, like you're saying, but also give you the answers you're looking for and the plan you need so that when you walk out of that room, you know exactly what you need to do to reach your goals and win in business. So it really is fun to see how these events have evolved and grown. It's going to be a sellout. We've got 3,000 max capacity, and it's already half sold out. So it's going really, really well. But we also have, of course, the podcast and then fun, exciting news coming up in the spring. We've got a book. So we've got some fun things rolling out to help these women win at what they love to do.
That's great. Well, folks, you know that on the show, I'm trying to point you towards resources and things that are available for you to help you in your journey. And I just heard way too many questions about this idea of thinking through some other ways of income and thinking through some businesses and leveraging your talents and capacities for God's glory. So I wanted to make sure that you knew about the Business Boutique event. Of course, we've got a link there at stewardship.com for you to connect more. Obviously, you can go to businessboutique.com as well. And then one more time on how they connect with the podcast.
Yes, at businessboutique.com, you can find out more and you could subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and it's Business Boutique Podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I love being here.
Well, folks, that's it for today. Thank you for listening in. Remember that this whole discussion, remember what it's about, going all the way back to the beginning of this broadcast, stewarding our talents and our capacity for God's glory. So it's not just money. It's this whole idea of being good, faithful managers. Again, 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. Folks, don't forget, if you want to give me your feedback on the show, you can find a link to the survey at stewardship.com, or just text the word stewardship to 33444, and then we'll send you the link. Folks, it's been a pleasure. God bless.